This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver police have released new information about the girl who survived a fall from a city homeless shelter and what led up to the accident. Denverite's Andrew Kenny has more.
The air conditioning was broken and the converted hotel room was sweltering, so someone popped the lock on the sliding glass door, getting some fresh air for the homeless immigrant family, but exposing a balcony with no guardrails. The family's 11-year-old daughter ran through the curtain and over the edge. Her 5-story fall earlier this month broke her femur. Police records show the family had previously tried to change rooms, but it did not happen for unclear reasons. The city has since secured the sliding doors for all the rooms in the former hotel. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A free health fair in Denver last weekend aimed to help Latino Coloradans get things like cancer screenings and vaccines. It was held at the St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Parish on the city's west side. Dr. Thomas Jensen is with the Denver Catholic Medical Association. He says with many feeling fear due to ramped up immigration enforcement, events like this are vital.
The climate is very difficult for people to feel like they can navigate here safely. We want them to know that this is a place where they can feel safe, that there's not something bad going to happen to them. No one's going to report them here. We're here just to listen to their stories and help them out.
Health providers gave roughly 700 free screenings at the event on Sunday. In Denver, mostly cloudy tonight with a chance for a stray thunderstorm with a low around 62 degrees. This is CPR News.